Hi, my name's Adasa, and I'm here with another amazing story called It's Not My Fault, written and illustrated by Tipora Aberbach. I'd like to make this crystal clear. It's simply not my fault, you hear? It's obvious and plain to see. It really, truly wasn't me. Not I who made the baby cry. The crayon poked him in the eye. I tried to take it gently so, but little mice would not let go. And so, you see, it wasn't me. It's not my fault I missed the bus. My sister started all the fuss. At first, my shoes were hard to tie. 7 times I had to try. Then Hanala, that silly goose, spilled her glass of orange juice and just as I was packing lunch, she knocked the box of Honey Crunch with such a mess upon my plate. Can you blame me for running late? Rebbe, I'll explain why none of any Kriya homework's done. I had to help my mother, see, and helping I do 1, 2, 3. Then I was busy with enough of lots of real important stuff, and though I'd love to stay up late, my bedtime is at 8:08. There was I fair no time to spare. I can't believe you blame me, so you look at me with narrowed eyes and tell me to apologize. But I refuse to go along, admitting what I did was wrong. And even though you nag and nudge, never, ever, ever budge. I hope it wasn't wrong of me to lay the blame on Chaim Tzvi. It's he who let the ball I hit so right above the catcher's mitt. There wouldn't be a mess at all if only he had caught the ball. It isn't my fault after all. Though now I am a bit surprised to see those sad and teary eyes, I sort of wonder if or when he'll want to play with me again. But you cannot say sorry to a bad thing that you did not do, or can you? I know it wasn't very nice to help myself and take a slice. I should have left my games and fun till after all my work was done. The fact that I woke up past 8 is probably why I was late. I'll let my little brother play and never grab his toys away. It isn't fun to take the blame. It may be hard, but all the same, you'll truly be a better friend. You'll see, it's worth it in the end.